Hi, you're watching Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media. All of our platforms are right here in front of you. I'm Mike Morales here in San Antonio. That young man up there is...
Rick Levy in San Diego.
And Rick has been filling me in. He's filling us all in because his close personal friend, Felipe Camarena, signed his bottle of
G4. I wouldn't say that. I'm a fanboy, though.
I did get to meet him,
and yeah, I was able to have him sign a bottle.
So. You dog, man.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, maybe I'll get to meet him shortly, and you know, we can talk. I'll just tell him what you told me, you know, and maybe he can sign a bottle for me. But we fell in love with the Blanco, that G4 Blanco. And how, like you said, he was orchestrating. I love that. He's like this conductor where he was, you know, one musical piece. He's got the, or maybe it's the same musical piece, but he's got, you know, the horn section up. And then on another musical piece, he's got the strings and, you know, so it really makes more sense. We call him a mad scientist, a mad genius, because the guy holds 2 degrees. He's an ingeniero twice. But he really is, you know, at heart, he's an artist.
I'm thinking now of the Sorcerer's Apprentice, you know, Mickey Mouse with the Sorcerer's Hat.
Mickey Mouse, yeah.
The conductor's wand.
The conductor's wand. So we loved the Blanco. By the way, that was a 40 ABV, 80 proof Blanco. This is the Reposado. And again, if you've watched, maybe by now you may have seen our Terralta reviews, and you notice that his tequilas, his aged versions, are very light in color. I think Rick, you and I, and Alex and I, when we talked about Pasote, there was an article in Bin Magazine. I think it was or Tasting Panel, where Felipe says that he uses the oldest barrels he can find, right, 30, 40 yeah. years old, because he doesn't want a whole lot of the wood to mask.
He has a very light touch. He has a very light touch when it comes to his barreling. It seems he does like, you know, older depleted barrels. I guess he does like a, what would you say? It's like a light char. And
probably if he does any. Has to, I suppose. But yeah.
You know, just a toast. You wouldn't even call it a char. You'd just say a toast. Yeah. And you know, he doesn't keep it in there overly long. I think this reposado we're about to have is a 6-month reposado.
Okay. All right. Very similar to the Terralta, I think, in very light in color. As you pour yours, I'm pouring mine in the. This is the smaller version of the Jarrito that we were talking about in the Blanco version. These are prototype glasses that we are working with, Chisholm Trail craft glasses that they are working with Stossel. We're hoping that this becomes a thing for agave spirits.
Absolutely. So, I'm using one of the Jarrito prototypes as well. This is one of the heavier ones, but it is the taller design,
right?
Like the current prototype that I used on the Blanco. So it's very similar, just a bit heavier, and that's what I'm going to be using for the Reposado.
This one, I have when we were testing it, and I have submitted my notes to Chisholm Trail. And I'm sure Rick will shortly, because those flavor notes and aroma notes will be submitted to Stossel. So we'll see what the powers that be decide. But you know, if you've been following Sipping Off the Cuff and Tequila Aficionado, you know that we feel that tequila at this rate, after 16 years of the Riedel, it's just outpaced the Riedel. I think the quality of tequila that's out there now deserves much more precise glassware. So that's what we're doing here. And you notice, look at how light this color is. 6 months in an ancient barrel. Wow.
Extremely pale straw color.
Yeah. I mean, you have to look twice. You if this wasn't a 6 months, legally it's 3 months or more to be a reposado, but this almost looks like a blanco suave that they pulled out, you know, right before 30 days or 60 days.
Yeah.
I think it's
that's 60 what it looks days.
Like. Yeah, it's just like a blanco suave. So, but you know, I think that's why he does that too. I think he's manipulating the normas
to fit
his mad plan to take over the tequila world. So
yeah, well, what we found when we reviewed Terralta is that the añejo felt like what we would normally find in a reposado, and
right,
you know, everything was kind of stepped down one.
Yeah, the progression wasn't what you would expect or what we have been used to as consumers. Right?
But then we got to his XA and it was still extremely agave forward.
Yeah. So now I'm using the short one. I'm getting those sweet notes though. And and they're like wood notes, Rick. Of course, you and I are using the different glasses. You have the taller chimney. I got the shorter one. And I'm finding that in the shorter one, I'm getting a lot more of the sweeter wood notes at the top.
Yeah, I'm finding it to be a lot warmer as well. I'm getting a little bit of vanilla, probably
yes.
a touch of cinnamon.
Oh my goodness!
But also, I feel like I'm getting a more of a baked agave note.
Yeah, the agave is still there. I mean, obviously. That's why he looks for these ancient barrels, because they're probably cheap on the market to begin with. And number two, they are not masking what he's trying to do with the tequila. Now, we talked about in the Blanco, this is a 50-50 blend of rainwater and well water, because his distillery is equipped to gather rainwater. And of course, he sits on a well as well. So, again, just he spends way too much time in his head. But it's to our advantage. This is beautiful. This is almost like, and I can't even call it caramel. It's like this, it's like a baked pineapple or like a grilled pineapple.
Yeah.
It's like grilling fruit. That's what it smells like. It smells like you ever grilled pineapples or you know, yeah, I can even go so far as say I grilled peaches as well. But a grilled pineapple has more of that, more of the acidity in it, in the nose. That's what it smells like. It smells like grilled pineapples.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had, in our Blanco review, we had noted the possibility of maybe some green pineapple. And
yeah,
so now that pineapple's gone and been thrown on the grill.
Yeah, because there was a fruitiness I couldn't pin down. We called it a green fruit of some sort. It was I know there was some citrus on the Blanco as well.
Yeah,
I'm not getting any citrus here, but I am getting that grilled pineapple. Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm still getting some bright notes. I think I could probably still pull out some of that citrus. But now it is mixed with a little bit of a cinnamon.
Well, it's whatever spices are left in the barrel, you know, from the toast, or you know, it's not a char, it's a toast at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the Blanco, if I put my nose up to inside here, I pulled out some wet cement, and now I'm getting something completely different. These glasses are amazing, folks. I'm telling
they're
you,
a lot of fun.
They are. Yeah, they are. It's like, where, what? You know, it's like, I don't even want to try with any other glassware because I'm afraid I'm going to lose some of these notes that I've never been able to pull out.
It's like the, the zone for sensing these things is increased.
You know,
when you have a Riedel, you know, there's very few angles you can come at it at.
You
but
have to really
this,
dig in, right? And if you got a big schnoz like we do, it's like, come on. But here, it's like it comes right up to you, and it's lovely.
It really is. And it's just, again, that wonderful highest of the highlands agave is very forward.
Wow. Okay, I got to taste it. Wow. Oh, wow. The sweet notes are still there. They're still pepper. It's got a nice finish. It's got a nice medium to long finish. There was like an explosion on their palate, too. I inhaled while I still had the liquid in it, which you have to be real careful when you do that because you don't want to drown. And a retronasal. And it's just the consistency of the notes. It's even more amplified when, you know, it allows the taster to use these techniques to amplify what you're already getting out of the glass and out of the tequila.
Yeah. There is some barrel spice being added to the pepper effect from the agave, which is nice.
I got a touch of bitterness just on underneath my palate on the sides of my tongue, which is probably, it's normal. You know, that's where it's just fleeting, you know, as I was swallowing.
I was kind of attributing that to the citrus effect from the Blanco.
Could be, yeah, because it was like a grapefruit. Like, you know, some grapefruits can be bitter. I'm not a big grapefruit guy because of the bitterness. It's like biting into an aspirin. I don't know if you remember that. It's awful, you know. Yeah. It's like really bad coffee, you know.
Yeah. I love citrus and tart flavors. I'm not the kind of person that can sit there with half a grapefruit and eat it for breakfast, but
I can't.
You know, I'm a big fan of
see, I prefer limes. If I was gonna, you know, drink a juice, limes or lemons. You know, we had a lemon tree in our backyard when we were kids, and it's still there. You know, giving these enormous hybrid, these huge lemons. And so I love lemon juice and can pick it out, and lime juice and orange juice, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
it's like when I make my own margarita mix, I love throwing some grapefruit juice in there. I like that extra tart aspect that it adds. And I'm getting a great, you know, it's like this lovely vanilla layer.
Well, that's at the very top too, right? That's the wood notes we were talking about is more like vanilla, not caramel. But a light vanilla.
Yeah, just a light vanilla that is, it's accentuating the baked agave.
Or the grilled pineapple. Because it is. I'm telling you. If I'm wrong, tell me. Tell us in the comments below. Oh, again, I'm telling you, I just fleeting wet cement at the bottom. It's weird, man. I haven't smelled. It's like an old friend. I haven't seen wet cement in so long. Oh, these glasses are a lot of fun. This is really fun, and you know it. What makes it really special is, of course, the G4, because it's such a well-made tequila. You know, one thing we didn't touch on before, Rick, that I wanted to touch on now is the pricing.
I know we forgot to mention the pricing on the Blanco. Right. I found a range of pricing on the Blanco between $30 and $50. Now, at Old Town Tequila
Wide spread, man.
Yeah, Old Town Tequila right now has the $30 price. And I think it usually, you know, I think the prices I was finding was more between $30 and you know, the upper end was like $45. But I did find one at $50. But... you know, the Blanco right now is $30 at Old Town, and that makes it an extreme value.
Wow. Go get it now. Well, by that point, by the time you see this, Rick will have already harvested.
I will have gone down. I'll bought all these cases.
He will have already harvested all the $30 tequila.
This Reposado, the range I found was from, Z at Old Town has it right now for $37. And then the highest point I found it at was 60. So again, quite a large spread. I think most of the points were like between, you know, 37 and 50.
for those of you who are big fans of Felipe and have tried G4, you might notice, because guys like you, guys like me, guys like the guys who watch us consistently, you read labels. We're like kids when we were growing up. We'd read the cereal box. We'd read it front to back while we were eating. It's the same thing, okay? We're just drinking booze now. So if you're reading labels back and forth, back and front, you'll notice that there's a couple of importers that are listed. And I think I was talking to Rick off camera. I think the disparity, the large spread of pricing is probably due to the importation situation that G4 finds itself in. I will tell you that these that were sent to us was sent to us courtesy of a new PR company that, from what they told us, has an interest in the distribution of G4. So they are also planning a huge rollout, okay, very shortly. So forget, if you find the G4 at a bargain, you better buy it now, because I'm not sure when they roll it out nationwide. And this stuff, I can't find this in Texas right now.
This is going to blow up. Yeah, it's had very little distribution so far, but it's going to blow up. It's going to be amazing.
Yes. So if you find it at a really bargain basement price, or at a bargain that you think is a bargain, you better get it. Because I'm not sure, we're not privy to what the PR company is planning and how many states they're you know, how big this blitz is going to be. They're telling us it's going to be a big splash, a big rollout nationwide. So that being the case, that's a warning to you folks. Maybe by the time you see this, they still haven't, you know, pulled the ripcord on this parachute. They may do it in September. Hopefully this review will show itself somewhere in August. But if you find it at a bargain price, you better get it, because the rollout is going to, like you said, Rick, it's just going to blow up.
Yeah. You know, right now at Old Town, $37, again, is just an amazing bargain.
Bargain. You go get it. It's G4 from El Pandillo, which is Felipe Camarena. G4, that G4 represents his sons, correct?
This is That's right. Sons. Yeah, Felipe is the third generation Camarena distilling, and his sons are the fourth generation.
Mm. If you know anything about the Camarena family, they are the whole family itself was one of the first families to settle Arandas. So they are one of the founding families of the Arandas area. So these guys have a lot of pedigree and there's a deep tequila runs deep with them and agave growing as well, because if you know Felipe Camarena and Carlos, they grow their own agave. They're state grown I can only imagine what Felipe does with his agave. I'm gonna if I run into him, I will ask him if he does anything special with his plants, because we know what he does with his juice.
Some other interesting stuff that he does is that the fibers, the what's the word for that?
The agave, the Tawana fibers, the agave fibers. Does he throw the fibers in with the fermentation tanks?
I'm not sure about that. I haven't found any information on that. But what he does do is he takes the waste and then he brings it to a neutral pH and then turns it into fertilizer for his fields.
Oh, there you go.
And other things that he does, I think both he and his brother Carlos do this, is that for some of their agaves, they'll let grow to full maturity and, you know, they get the full, like, you know, 20-foot quilote
that
grows up. And, you know, once it's developed that full mature stem after about 10 years, you can't harvest the agave at that point. But what that does do is it helps to support the local bat populations that are dependent upon.
Yeah. So I would imagine he's working on becoming part of the bat friendly program. I'm sure if Carlos is and Felipe is right along with that. And you know, these in the old days, right, they would pollinate these plants. I mean, that's the idea, is to strengthen the blue agave, because whether we like to believe it or not, folks, we're in a crisis. And in fact, the two families that called it, the two generations that called it, are Carlos and Felipe. They know that this is a tough time for agave. There's a severe shortage. If you're not growing your own, it's getting hairy. So
they're doing things to enhance the ecosystem where they're growing as well. And so, you know, he's, you know, neutralizing the pH and returning the fibers to the soil. You know, the thing with supporting the local, you know, bat population. But also, you know, he's trying to bring other animals to the area as well. And so we mentioned this with Terralta. He's planted other things around. He's planted some cinnamon trees, some strawberry guava trees, fig trees, and citrus trees around his agave estates. And, you know, to bring back more of the creatures.
Yeah. What's not to love, right?
Yeah.
Great price, great tequila, Brand of Promise nominee, and the Legacy Reposado category, and oh my gosh, they're just lovely in these glasses. They're just what I said in my notes about this glassware is it's like tasting tequila. It's like watching television in HD. So it's like nosing in HD. Yeah. I can't wait for. I'm really hoping this Stossel decides to run with these versions, because. Can't wait to introduce it to people
What's important? You know what's important when you're watching something in HD?
What's that?
To have great cinematography.
Ah! Great direction. The Francis Ford Coppola of tequila, Felipe Camarena, that's our take on G4 Reposado. Stick with us. You're going to get a treat with the G4 Añejo, which I have not had yet. I'm Mike Morales here in San Antonio. That young man over there is
Rick Levy in San Diego.
You've been watching Sipping Off the Cuff. In whatever format you're watching or listening to us, please subscribe either down below or on iTunes and all those. But whatever you do, just tomar sabiamente.
Sip wisely.